wakefulness.
Assaulted by an undesired morning, face full of sleep. Lights on, life up. The world continues. We are thrust, unprepared, back into the day. Shadowed, stubbled, stumbling from the sheets. Bare toes on the wood floor, daring summer to catch up with us. Softly drifting off the wing of a bird in flight, I would beg the wind to send me as close to you as it could. Then you could pick me up from the soil and put me in a hat that you would wear while you danced under the moonlight. The two cliffs. The heart is a bitter bulb, bearing brackish, barbed blossoms, kneaded, knotted roots and gnarled shoots. The heart is a boorish beast, blunt, bludgeon, beating away time, filling my faltering blood with fear. Fear. Oh, foul fields of fear that stretch trillions of treacherous miles, ending abruptly at the colossal cliffs of yes and no. Here I stand, facing this field, shoots and stalks of bitter bulbs, brimming with beasts, bellowing over the pounding of me. I could have crossed by foot, clawing towards time as it pounded past, making a break for the shade of certainty. But I chose the river, the long and languorous serpent, slithering away towards the endless black sea. A dilapidated boat upon this wistful river, I float beside the shores of fear. And in the water's gentle rocking, my harried heart grows quiet. The bank's edge closer. And the trees rise and tighten in the dimming twilight. In this pulsing silence, I hear your voice, my dear.
What are you doing?
Wait!
Get out of here!
Hear your voice, my dear. Your voice whispers through the leaves like a summer breeze, and my heart, though fettered in the tangled fields of fear, now whispers back a hushed harmony of lilting leaves and rippling deeds. Please, my dear, though I loll along your fearsome fringes, send me some light, a moon, a guide, that I may steer myself from the clumsy cobbles gashing, obscured along the riverside. If by chance I reach the sea and drift not off course or capsize by cruel decree of an indifferent wind, if my foolhardy voyage brings me nigh The two towering cliffs where fate decides, by violent sea or tranquil cove, which song the wind shall sing of love. That dove born yes or no of shattered boats and requiems. Oh, please, my dear, if you see me there, tossing, turning down below, give me your hand, or at least cast an eye, that I might see just one last time your merciful gaze, before I'm dashed to rubble and swept away. This is an original clarinet composition titled Opus 6 in G minor with a G major interlude.
Words tape. This one is about bananas. Bananas, bananas all year round. Bananas, bananas underground. We don't know where they come from. If they're not yellow, we won't eat one. Bananas, bananas on some trees. Can I have a fresh banana, please? And here is a more scary one. A little bear sat on a chair. Knock, knock, knock. Who is there? Asked the bear. But no one was there. The little bear combed his hair upon the stairs. Knock, knock, knock. The bear was scared. Who was there? Asked the bear. But no one was there. A little bear was well prepared to ensnare whoever dared come there. Knock, knock, knock. The bear just stared somewhere out there. And still, no one was there. No one was there to scare the bear, and yet the bear was very scared. Ooh! Were you scared? Okay, that's all the poems I have today. Goodbye.
This, I bring it to a close. Underneath the fading moon, that little star is leaving soon. She's shimmering in and out of view. Underneath the fading moon. Are we not longing for the sight of seeing flowers bloom at night? From this gray and sleepy life that surrounds us. How we stayed awake tonight to watch the gently shifting light, to watch the stars retire to sleep, now in this faded glow between. The night that lingers still beyond this graying windowsill, who now blanketed in mist is curling up beyond the hills. And one last star is faintly blinking in her cloudy, dawn-lit dream as the fading moon leans sleepily towards the darker side of things. In downy light she no longer shimmers, and our great star shall waken soon. And will that little star remember how we saw her off to bed together? Underneath the fading moon. Good night, sir.